It's about to get even more slurry than usual in here. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning because over the weekend, thousands of people partied all over the city celebrating the fact that it was one of America's biggest drinking holidays.
Yeah.
Of course, talking about St. Patrick's Day. Because that just passed, and even if you didn't know that it was over the weekend, the fact that I'm playing Irish music should have given you a hint. But anyway, the holiday where you pay $20 to get into a bar.
Oh, seriously?
Dude, right? What is going on with that? They're taking advantage of us.
Totally.
Get into a bar, drink until you puke, and then stumble over to another bar and pay $20 to do it all again.
Oh, yeah. Oh man.
Expensive.
And we sent our own Jose Bolaños out onto the streets to ask the fine beer-soaked people a very simple question.
What you doing on St. Patrick's Day?
Living it up. I'm really nervous.
Why are you nervous?
I'm out on St. Patrick's Day because my friends are in town.
So how has your experience been tonight so far?
I mean, like probably like a 7 out of 10.
Why 7 out of 10? What's your scale about?
My scale is about the creepers that suck. They come up to you and they're like, they're hot. They're like, okay, yeah, like I have something to offer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, yeah, like I'm into it. And then they like full blown go creepy on you. And you're just like, back the Mother Teresa off.
Ooh, that was a good save.
Totally saved it. Like, no, but really, like, it's like, okay, like hit on me and be normal and like, you're kind of hot. And then there's like full blown like,
Yeah. Huh. That's why you always got to go with the ugly dudes, man.
Yep. The ugly dudes will try harder, and they're a lot nicer usually.
Yeah.
And they're not used to getting girls, so like, as soon as you talk to them, they'll stick around forever. They'll never go away.
Yeah.
Also, I don't even know if that many people were hitting on her, or she's just making that up because she's so hammered.
She was all over the place.
Yeah. It's Jose asking a very simple question.
What you doing on St. Patrick's Day?
Getting the
Getting messed up. Do you have to work tomorrow?
Oh, s***. I have to work tomorrow. This is
you getting a phone call?
Uber.
You called an Uber?
Hello? What car are you in?
This is the Uber call.
I'm saying, what car are you in? A what?
He's calling an Uber.
A blue car. I'm outside of I've been waiting. I'm patiently waiting for a f***ing track to explode on. You son of a
what?
And right there was in the Uber driver hit cancel ride and picked up somebody else.
He is not getting to ride home all night long.
I've been waiting and he's been talking to me for a long time by this time.
I've been waiting. Stupid. You called me, tell me you're waiting?
Yeah.
You stupid idiot.
And I like how he was insulted that the Uber driver couldn't understand what his first question was.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand what his first question was.
What car are you in?
I have a feeling he walked home.
Yeah.
Or just passed out in an alley.
Jose out over the weekend asking people a very important but very simple question.
What you doing on St. Patrick's Day?
I'm being Irish as f***. It's my homeland. I'm trying to kick it. I'm from Michigan and...
Wait a minute. So you're from the homeland, but you're from Michigan. Clarify.
Correct. I'm Irish and I'm from Michigan and nobody here celebrates St. Patrick's Day like people in Michigan do.
Why do we celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
We celebrate, that's a bad question. Okay, so we celebrate St. Patrick's Day because of the March of Ides.
And what is that?
The March of Ides is, it's a march of Ides, and St. Patrick's.
So St. Patrick walked with an Ide.
I don't concur, and I don't know. I don't concur. Wow.
At least she's paying tribute to the homeland. And you know,
hey,
she was that girl in the bar. Not that it is actually Irish, but I know everything about Ireland.
Yeah.
I know it all. I know all the Ireland stuff.
March of Ides.
Because I'm from Idrish. They call them Idrish over there. It's right next to Russia.
Oh, man. You know what, though? She's doing her homeland proud.
Yeah,
Michigan is standing up for her.
Represent.
The Irish will accept her, though. She was just drunk enough. They'll be like, she is wonderful. She's an honorary citizen. It's Jose out asking people a very simple question.
What you doing on St. Patrick's Day?
My dad's friend from our hometown didn't recognize me. He hit on me and then realized who I was and bought us all $200 of drinks.
Oh, do you think he did that to make up for the fact?
Made up for the fact that he was hitting on me. And then he realized, "Oh, I'm really good friends with your dad and I just realized who you were." Cuz he hadn't seen me in like a year. So he was like, "Oh, shit. Okay."
So what were you thinking when your dad's friend was hitting on you?
Honestly, I was like, because I knew his son too, and I was like, all right, I'm like basically dating your son right now, and this is really awkward because he hasn't told you about me at all.
So it's like a love triangle.
It's really weird.
Oh, man, though. Yeah, but if that son screws up, she could always get the best revenge ever.
And it sounds like the dad's got some money if he's buying that many drinks.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, for all her friends, too.
Sounds like she's so actually, gross. She won St. Patrick's Day because she's about to hook up with her kind of boyfriend's dad and maybe...
And she got free drinks.
Live a stress-free life and no job.
Yeah. What a great life.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, there's a lot of goals.
I hope he has
there.
A boat. I hope he has a boat.
Of course he has a boat. If he's hitting on someone his kid's age at a bar, he has a boat.
Dude definitely
I
has a boat.
I guarantee that.
All right, that was What You Doing on St. Patrick's Day. Your phone tap is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jewel in the morning. Cross my heart.